Aristides, know this of me. Antiochus from incest lived not free, for which the most high gods, not minding longer to withhold the vengeance that they had in store, due to this heinous capital offense, even in the height and pride of all his glory, when he was seated in a chariot of an inestimable value, and his daughter with him, a fire from heaven came and shriveled up their bodies even to loathing, for they so stunk that all those eyes adored them ere their fall. Scorn now their hands shall give them burial.
It was very strange.
And yet but justice, for though this king was great, his greatness was no guard to bar heaven's shaft, but sin had his reward.
It is very true.
See, not a man in private conference or council has respect with him, but he
which shall no longer agree without good proof.
And cursed be he that will not second it.
Follow me, then.
Lord Helicern, a word.
With me? And welcome. Happy day, my lords.
Know that our griefs are risen to the top. And now at length they overflow their backs.
Your grief? For what?
Wrong not the prince you love.
Wrong not yourself, then, noble Helicern.
But if the prince do live,
let us salute him. Or know what grounds made happy by his breath. If in the world he live, we'll seek him out. If in his grave he rest, we'll find him there. And be resolved he lives to govern us. Or dead, gives cause to mourn his funeral and leave us to our free election.
Whose death is indeed the strongest in our censure. And knowing his kingdom, if without a head, our goodly buildings left without a roof soon fall to ruin. Your noble self, who best know how to rule and how to reign, we thus submit unto our sovereign.
Live, noble Helicane! Live, noble Helicane!
By honor's cause, forbear your suffrages.
If that you love Prince Pericles, forbear. Take I your wish, I leap into the seas, where thou only trouble for a minute's ease. A 12-month longer, let me entreat you further to bear the absence of your king. If, in which time expired, he not return, I shall, with aged patience, bear your yoke. But if I cannot win you to this love, go search like nobles, like noble subjects. And in your search, spend your adventurous worth, whom if you find and win unto return, you shall like diamonds sit about his crown.
To wisdom he's a fool that will not yield. And since Lord Helicern enjoyeth us,
we, with our travels, will endeavor it. And you love us, we you. And we'll clasp hands. When peers thus knit, a kingdom ever stands.